that. Perry Jewelers.
Hey, do you need a different stone for your customer?
Listen to this. I was just saying, the son of a bitch, right?
Mm-hmm.
I text him, yep, okay, Steve, I'll be back. So it's like, okay, I got a convention or something I got to go to. So I text him. I said, Simon, I can't hold these stones. I said, I told you they're consignment, and especially the deals. Oh, I'm sorry, Steve. I'm still stuck in Mexico.
Mexico. Okay.
And I got. I told you he owns a big sailing company. Surfboards and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's very successful. He's right in Newport. So
yeah,
he's very successful. But he's like, oh, Steve, yeah, I'm stuck here. You know, I'm very. And I said, your girlfriend's Rolex is sitting here. You owe me $1,000 just for the Rolex repair, which I didn't say that, but her Rolex is here.
Right.
He's like, yeah, Steve, I haven't got back yet. I'm still in Mexico. So he's like, as soon as I get back, which should be in the next couple of days, I'll grab the Rolex. We'll talk. Because I told him I can't hold stuff up, especially this time of the year. That's rude. You can't tie it up. You know.
Yeah.
So let's see what he says when he comes back.
Okay.
Yeah, I hate people like that.
I know.
Pisses me off, son of a
bitch.
Oh,
man.
What's going on up there?
What's happening?
You got Marlene under control?
Yes.
you never know where in the world. Are you cooking for a turkey
Yes,
day?
I am. Are you?
No, please. I'm going to sit there and keep everybody from arguing and
keep everybody
under control.
Where are you going?
No, everybody's coming to my house.
Oh, they are?
But
oh, you're cooking.
You know, no, yeah, my wife will be cooking.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'll be controlling it. You know how that gets you. Add a little alcohol. Shit
Uh-oh.
Could happen. People still. But that's one day everybody's polite and nice to one another. Everybody plays phony, you know what I mean?
You're funny.
Yeah,
what, do you have both families coming?
No. Hang on. Karen, this lady come in is one of our richest clients. You're going to look at her. She doesn't look like she has a dime. She's a cranberry bogger. Yeah, Bobby Ashley. She looks like a guy.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't that normal, but she's loaded.
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey, Sarah, I got to fill Karen in on all the new stuff.
That's awesome.
I mean?
How's she working? I forgot about that.
She's excellent. She's too ahead of the game.
Good.
She cleans up everything. All of it. Last week I started to laugh. I said, you called everybody for repairs. That was Wednesday. Thursday was the busiest day I've ever had in 35 years of repairs. Yeah, I bought like $2,800 in just repairs.
She was worth it.
Yeah, she's like, your box is full, Steve. You ain't doing shit with it. You ain't calling people.
Right,
so,
let's go.
Yeah,
right,
no.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, and then she just came in this morning, same thing. All right, well, I got to get all this done. All that's done. You know, the shipment of watches just came in, put those in the cases. So
yeah.
I'm not used to this organization.
Now, where'd you find her again?
I've known Karen for 40 years.
Oh, okay.
I've known her family for a long time. She looks a lot younger. She's one of those that looks 20, but she's not.
Right.
So, you know, it's funny. Everybody that walks in gives her a look like, okay, who is this?
Right.
I love it. I said, Karen, just roll with what I say. Last week, you're family, you know what I mean? And then, you know, you're my babysitter. And, you know, so... She's good enough to roll with the punches.
Oh, that's
so, all right.
Good. I'm glad it's a bonus.
All right.
You need me, I'm here for you. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See you soon. Bye-bye.